the scenes, behind the glass. There's no sports, it's Matt and Matt. Two producers who happen to be homies, just chowing on the junkies, yeah. It's Bit Season, what a time to be alive. Bit Season, couple of regular guys. It's Bit Season, go have yourself a laugh. It's Bit Season, ha 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 ha.
Welcome to Bit Season, Ep 144. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
Hope everyone's having a great week here. Yeah. We are on Thursday. EB has stepped out for the rest of the week on the show.
For the rest of the winter.
I'll be glad when his kids are graduated and gone so we can get EB back.
It's causing a little bit of an internal drama, wouldn't you say? I've already said my piece last episode. You know how I feel. But yeah. Jason commenting that it seems like Eric has more vacation time than him. And then Jason saying at Monumental, this was the most mind blowing thing, is that he has 19 days off that he still has to take.
Yeah,
that is. I don't know how he came to that number.
I mean, 19 days is a lot. I mean, you're talking.
That's an entire work month.
That's almost 4 weeks of vacation, right?
Yeah, that's almost an entire work month.
Now, look, Jason hasn't taken a lot of vacation this year. I can't really remember the exact dates. I could go back and look at all the emails that I've sent. 19 days, and he's going to take them. Like, if you like Jason Bishop, you better get it in now because he's going away for a while. Yeah,
see you in January. Does it feel not weird, but just a lot of responsibility being the gatekeeper of the?
I'm really not the keeper of the gate.
You're just submitting it, right?
I'm submitting it and just trying to make sure that they are not taking vacations at the same time. We used to have a rule on the show, like nobody goes, like you don't try to leave during the fall. Like that used to be a thing until EB's kids went to college and he just started taking days off because he said, I don't care. You can't force me to stay. I'm going to go watch my kids play sports. And then Jason, we kind of always just let him sneak in the Thanksgiving wraparound. But it is what it is. I'm not their, I don't approve their vacation.
Right.
So if somebody has a problem with it, they'll tell them that it ain't going to work out.
Yeah, you're not the bearer of bad news. You're just the organizer.
I'm kind of the organizer. If there's an issue, then they'll be told, hey, you know, you're not taking 2 weeks off in November. Now, look, as far as like having pride in the show and wanting to good rate, I wouldn't do that. I want us to have great ratings. We get great ratings by having all the guys here and putting on the best shows possible. I wouldn't want to make sure that I'm there.
I don't know. I understand. But I feel like vacation talk's becoming our crutch.
No, it was a thing on the show this week.
Okay.
Because Jason was yelling at me on the show I'm telling him I'm not responding to. By the way, Cake said on the show, I don't respond to text messages. I don't even know. Like he said that before. I literally don't know where that comes from.
I don't know either.
I know this is inside baseball and there's nobody like no proof.
We have a show like group text thing that we do. To be honest with you.
I mean, I'm texting all the time.
I don't blow people off. I'm probably the least likely.
I've actually never seen Matt Valdez text in that group.
Oh, that's so true.
I don't remember you text. I'm sure you have. We've had the thing for years.
Yes, it's every now. I'm not flying off the handle to make sure everybody knows everything all the time.
Well, sometimes it's just show banter.
That's true.
There's show banter in there that you don't participate in, which I wish you wouldn't. It's mostly JP and I talking to each other.
I will say you and JP are the big texters.
And I feel a little bad that Mike Marr's not in the. But here's why. So I have an Android. I don't know if it's the same for iPhone guys. I don't know. But when Marr joined the show, I already had to restart it when Jason got a new phone number.
Yeah.
Okay. When Marr joined the show, I'm like, I got to get Marr in the group chat so he knows what's going on. He's part of the team. When I added Marr, it started a whole new conversation.
Oh, so and you didn't have any of the old receipts.
I like to go back and find receipts and things we've talked about. So I just haven't added Marr. And he's on the outside looking in.
You know what? That's fine. That's fine for now.
Yeah. Junkies show.
Are you looking for the last response?
When was your last response, Valdez? When was the last time you've checked participated?
It must be a long because you're smiling.
I mean, I'm back. We're in July and I don't see you.
Anyways.
Oh, damn, Valdez. You really don't like us. Why don't you participate in this? Sometimes it's good shtick.
When
Matt's off the clock, Matt's off the clock.
No, this is also what it is. Is that JP is the worst texter in the world because there's such long, drawn out texts that I don't have the patience to read his novel that he sends a lot of the time. And then a lot of the times he'll send multiple texts. Valdez,
I am in March. I have not seen a text from
him. What is going on? Maybe I went the entire year.
What are you trying to prove? This is clearly on purpose. You withdraw. There we go. March 26th.
Silly. What was my reply?
You sent in a picture of what looks like the bridge that collapsed.
Oh, yeah. The silly. Oh,
holy
the silly.
Smokes, Valdez. All right. How do we get on the group chat?
Oh, you wanted to add
vacation?
Mar. You wanted to add him.
The vacation stuff. Yeah, look, I don't want it to be the vacation recap show. You guys have heard Jason on the show. I think Jason took it seriously, though, this week when I told him that I didn't respond to him because I said the only person I don't respond to is Jason when he's asking to take vacation days in November.
Oh, he didn't understand that was a joke?
I was just doing shtick on the show. Yeah, and he's brought it up like three times. And I'm like, Jason, I really don't care. It's fine. I know you're going to take your vacation days. It'll all work out.
Yeah.
We've moved on. We've moved past that. That was like an issue like 6-7 years ago, probably.
Yeah. I do miss the times of them taking all vacation at the same time. I will say that.
Well, now with the TV show, it's impossible.
Yeah.
And until they get a new contract and they put it in the contract because the contract says we can only miss like 4 days of TV a year.
And one of them is the Christmas show.
Yeah. Well, no, that's their choice.
Okay.
That's their choice. It's more of like, oh, we'll do a remote at opening day or something, mm-hmm. and they're not there.
Hey, speaking of TV, we had our monumental show. Do you want to offer like a recap of how it went? Are you excited to do stuff with them in the future?
I'm going
to
give you my raw opinion.
Okay.
I don't think people care. I don't think people care. This is nothing. It's monumental. I just don't think people care that we were in a new studio for a day necessarily. Like there was no long-term impact for the people listening on podcasts or live OTA. It was most part just a show. Yeah, we had Carberry on. We had Eric Thibault on, the Mystics coach. But I don't think it was this memorable, monumental day for the listeners to remember for a long time.
I don't know. I think
like we do those MedStar appearances every once in a while. Yeah. Like we're out and about every once in a while. I think it was just us working on a relationship with the Monumental Network people and having a moving in a positive direction. Not that it hasn't been before, but like just being more partners.
Okay.
And doing more stuff together. And they wanted to show off their studios, and we obliged.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think it was. Why? I mean,
I don't know. I thought it was new and it was fun. And we talk about all the time about kind of the guys just getting kind of loosey-goosey when things aren't normal.
The guys weren't really loosey-goosey. In fact, it was. I agree with them. They were a little uptight, a little out of their comfort zone. Now, they were, I'll say, focused. They were definitely focused. If you go back and listen to Tuesday's show, nobody's coming back from a break late. Nobody's
eating. I know, but don't we like that?
We do, but they also were a little, I think, probably on edge.
Okay.
Because they knew everybody was looking at them. It was a big production. They just out of their element.
I like live broadcasts like that. And I would definitely like something more, not only like monumental, but just other live broadcasts in the future. I think they're fun. I know they're different, and I know it can suck because everyone loves their comfort zone. But I would like more of those types of things.
Yes, I agree. But there was nothing, how do I say this without
special?
There was nothing special about it. Like, okay, if we're at spring training and we're got stories, we're on the road, airport stories, Super Bowl, Radio Row. Okay, I get that. Like, but this was just a show. And if you didn't, if we didn't say anything, you wouldn't have even known we were in a different studio.
Yeah, I guess you could say, but like the burrito talk, and you know what I mean, and just the arrival, how they were treated. I think that makes for some good show content.
I didn't think it was a bad show.
I don't think it was a bad show either. But I'm just,
is it going to go in your 2024 recap best segments of the year? No.
But remember when we did the show over at Monumental? I could see that.
Yeah.
I think we should push the guys to get out of their comfort zone more. That's all. And I think it helps. I think sometimes you when you come in and you have the same stuff over and over, sometimes it makes for complacency. That's all. I enjoyed it.
Well, I think for you it was informative. Like for us, I think we liked it because it was something different for us, and we're kind of producing the show in a different way, because we were working with the TV people more that we don't really do very often because they're kind of doing their own thing.
Yeah.
So I think for us it was more exciting than it was.
You think it was more different for us than it was for the guys?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I can agree.
As far as the show goes, or our daily duties.
Speaking of the Monumental show, there's a lot of talk about kind of the awkwardness that JP had with Zach Leonsis.
Yeah.
And who was it? Was it Will Dawkins?
All of them. It was every guest. I mean, he brought up Ovi being fat to Carberry. He brought up...
Was that JP or was that Eric?
No, that was JP. He goes, oh, remember the volleyball? Yeah. There was a picture this summer.
I know. I had to show the people, the production people, what they were talking about. They said, what's this Ovi fat thing? And I had showed them the picture of the volleyball.
Can I tell you something? I actually leaned into Sergey, who is the Caps PR director.
Jeez.
JP asked that question, and I see Sergey kind of biting his lip, right? Because he's a publicist, and they want to protect their guys, and they don't want to put Carberry. See him kind of biting his lip. I lean in, and I whisper, it wouldn't be a Junkies interview without JP asking an awkward question. And he chuckled and he goes, no, it's okay. It's fine.
I kind of like him. I'm not going to lie.
Really? No.
I kind of like him. No. They're so cringy that I kind of like him.
It would be funny. I would like him if the guys would have joned on JP in front of, like,
I know
what are you
took,
doing?
I know,
what
but it took, like, the, it took the next day for it
I know,
to happen.
That's, yeah.
It
was,
but at that's the time, why that's why I like it. It's because it wouldn't be, like you said, it wouldn't be a Junkies interview if there wasn't some sort of awkwardness.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly from JP.
But why is he doing that? I know he always says, I'm just shaking it up.
Yeah, that's his thing, shaking it up. I don't know, because he's...
But there's different ways to shake it up. Like, you don't have to make the guest uncomfortable. Like, that's his idea of shaking it up. It's not an intern. All right, we're not trying to, like,
the spotlight isn't on Zach Leonsis.
Yeah, we're not trying to razz Zach Leonsis or Carberry. Like, we're trying to get on their good side.
In JP's mind, it's the person will receive it as yucks, because in our world, Zach Leonsis having a golden rattle or Ovi being fat. Like, that's like shtick for us.
Mm-hmm.
And JP is trying to include the person in our Junkies verse. So I feel like that's why he goes over the top to ask them those questions.
Hmm.
Right? Yeah, it's all right. It's one of two things. It's social awkwardness.
Yes. Well, that's the main thing. 99.9% of it.
But I'm trying to lay the out. I'm trying to open the escape hatch that he's trying to include this person in the Junkies verse. Like, in the Junkies verse, everything is Jonable, even though it's not really Jonable.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I mean? Like, we're trying to include you into the shtick circle. That's maybe that he's having that kind of moment in his head. And it's not just reading the room,
but which
social
shtick,
awkwardness.
But which shticky about asking a head coach about his fat player?
I don't
know. You know what I mean? Like, there's, and then the wealth thing, like, I get it.
At the end of the day, it was supposed to be a compliment, but there's a better way to compliment it. You said it on air.
Yeah.
There's a better avenue.
Yeah. I mean, he said, quote, didn't JP say the phrase born on third base? Did he say that?
No, I think I said it. I said that.
Or Silver Spoon or something.
He said Silver Spoon.
Okay. Like,
I'd have to go back and listen to it, but I don't think he said.
You think Zach doesn't know that? You think that he doesn't know that everyone views him as a billionaire, you know.
I know. It's the same.
Nepo baby.
Yes. It's the same shtick. Like my brother used to say all the time, who's named Michael Myers.
Right.
When someone used to go, oh, Halloween, blah, 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 Michael Myers. Right. He goes, you think I haven't heard that one before? Same thing with Zach Leonsis. Born on third base, whatever you want to call it. Every advantage in life. Mm-hmm. You think I haven't heard that before? He's has grown up.
Yeah.
Basically.
And the whole reason, so Zach runs the Monumental Network. The whole reason we're there is to have a great relationship with them. You told the guy who runs the company that he has an advantage on life over everybody else. Now, look, it's probably true. And he probably knows that. But there's a good chance he's going to be offended by that kind of, or made uncomfortable by that comment. Yeah. That's why you don't say those things. I know everyone, like, when we have Rizzo on every week, right? So these things are kind of hard to, you have to have a professional racist. Yeah. It's the same reason why a reporter can't go to a head coach after the game and say things like, you really blew it. You blew that call after the game. What the hell were you thinking?
Yeah, did you go for it? You idiot.
Yeah, you can't talk like that because then they'll just take it just doesn't work that way. And so like when Rizzo comes on, of course we can challenge him, and right, but you have to find ways to go about it. You just can't bash him. Rizzo will be like, I don't need this. I don't want to do these things. And then who loses? Yeah. Then who loses when the Nats are good? The fans. Because then they don't get the insider access to Rizzo. Because
he'll go, why would I want to go on that show?
Or he'll go on a different show.
Yes.
Right?
Do you know what? This also, I think, has something to do with it. Is JP is very heavily involved in social media.
Mm-hmm.
And the social media universe, people just say whatever they want. Mm-hmm. There's no ramifications about what you say. It's not how you act in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
Interactions you have online are complete 180 than what you would have face to face. People name calling, people, you know what I mean? It's just, it's different. It's a different world. And I think JP is so knee deep in that world now with check, because I feel like he checks comments nonstop on whatever platform it is.
Yeah.
That he doesn't understand that these people are filterless, and that kind of,
he's bringing that.
Yes,
that.
And he has the same unfiltered.
But he's been doing these awkward interview questions for 20 years.
But I'm just saying it's more ramped up. That's just a theory.
I think he has trouble with understanding human nature. That's what I think.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, at the core, you're probably right, but I'm just trying to theorize as to why this is happening. Right. Hey, speaking of awkward JP questions, my biggest JP pet peeve when it comes to these interviews and the awkwardness, I cannot stand when he does the when he tells the person, all right, rapid fire.
Who did he do rapid fire with recently?
I think it was when we had Dan Quinn on before the season started. I think that's last time he did it.
Uh-huh.
And I told you before that interview started
that he was going to do it.
Yeah. That he was going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it went viral last time.
Because it went viral of when he said a game changer for Jaden Daniels. I said he's going to do the same thing where he does a rapid thing with Dan Quinn. Mm.
Why does that make you die?
I don't know, because it's kind of cringy. That's all. Like maybe beforehand, if you told Dan Quinn or whoever you're having on, hey, we're going to do a rapid fire thing at the end real quick, like one word answers.
You all right with that?
Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Then that's fine. Do you know what else I also find cringy? And then
is this going to be are you slamming JP today?
No. This is I think this is all of the guys when they do this in an interview when they say, "What kind of car do you drive?" All right, stay on hold. Let's go around the room and try and guess what kind of car he drives. Or let's figure out where he bought his house. Or if it's just a regular caller, all right, what kind of job? Put him on hold.
Well, I always like those.
You do?
I mean, no, look, questions about so how much money someone has and what they do with them. Those kind of make me uncomfortable, kind of like the Zach Leonsis thing. But when they ask, they try to guess what job a hillbilly has.
I shouldn't have lumped that one in there.
That's a content.
Okay, no, but what kind of car does he drive? Put him on hold. He's got a Ford Raptor.
Mm-hmm.
That one, I think.
Yeah.
He's got a Rolls Royce.
I gotcha. It's always a little uncomfortable because then you're getting into people's pockets.
I know.
Pocket watching.
All right. Hey, should we do some more JP stuff or you want to transition?
No, let's take a JP break. I don't want to pile on him, even though that was Valdez mostly, I think, today. People will say that you're always bickering with JP.
That was me.
That was mostly Valdez.
All right. Just real quick, I got to add this one.
All right.
This was the biggest one of the week is we're talking about P. Diddy. We're talking about his freak off and the 1,000 bottles of baby oil that he has.
Yeah.
All right.
Is this your tilt of the week? Are we getting to your tilt of the week?
No, it was just something I noticed.
All right.
All right. And JP's machismo comes out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he goes,
was it his Latin or Italian machismo?
It might have been a combination. Okay.
I think this was Italian. I think this one was Italian machismo.
When JP goes, I don't need lube. All right. When we're talking about Diddy, we're going around the room. We're doing a bunch of lube jokes about.
He doesn't have a lube, or like who would need lube?
He doesn't need lube.
Yeah,
I think that's the exact quote. That just blew me away.
Yeah, a lot of people were caught off guard by that comment. And I guess the machismo of it is that he's such a Don Juan in the bedroom, right? He's such a woman pleaser that
women are just puddling up around him.
Only men who can't please women need lube to get a woman in the mood, right?
He's so attractive.
He's so hot and sexy. Yeah. He's got such a big Coke can in his pants
that these women are swooning.
They're just gushing when he walks into the room.
It's like a geyser. Niagara Falls every time he walks around.
Yeah. You know what that kind of tells me? It actually tells me the opposite. It tells me that he's not into adventurous. Yeah. Like it's actually we joke around the sex swing thing and he's so adamantly,
I know,
like,
that's honestly why I love joking about it,
because he gets so angry because he's like, no, I would never do that, right? So he's against the sex swing. That's why we keep bringing it up. He's against lube, right?
Yeah.
So
anti-lube.
So I'm just gonna turn off the lights here and to get into JP's bedroom. All right. It's gotta be butt boring. I think sex with JP Flame must be butt boring. Right? Is it fit his personality?
Do you think it's very regimented?
I think it's very regimented. Like, it's not a freak off.
Right? There's no freak off going on in his bedroom.
I just think he's in there to like check a box.
Say, right? I did it for the week or the day.
He did it, you know. I pleased my my wife. Yeah, we did it 2 times this week.
Well, he always talks about like hotel sex.
I know
when he's at MGM.
But is he getting enjoyment out of it? I mean, who doesn't like lube, Valdez? Everybody enjoys that. First of all, there's certain parts of the body that need lube. All right, that's what I'm getting at.
Right. Are you beating around the bush?
I'm beating around the bush a little bit.
You need lube for your butt. That's what Drab's trying to say.
That just tells to me that he's not into any butt play.
One hole.
JP's batting in the one hole. Right? Every time he's a one hole guy.
Things aren't creeping around.
Not trying to be gross here.
No. This is what this
he's
is.
Not
he's
very
no,
experimental.
He views, no. He views lube as like something like weirdos use. That's what I feel like he does. So yeah. I'm not a weirdo, so I don't use lube.
Freaks.
Yes.
Yeah.
The freaks, but there's a lot more freaks out there than you would think. And honestly, Sometimes you, I mean, you need lube.
Were you a little bit giddy when EB was so adamant about using lube in the bedroom? Was that a little bit like too much information? Because EB was, he goes, said something like, you gotta have lube.
Well, yeah. Well, you do have to have lube.
I know, but now I'm picturing him pounding Dina with lube. And I don't want to think about that either. All right. Okay. Well, I didn't even realize EB was so freaky.
Yeah, do you know?
JP's a prude, but EB's he's on that freak off list.
Do you know, I will forever be scarred when I found a bottle of Astroglide on my parents' windowsill in their bedroom.
That would be traumatizing.
It was very traumatizing. I think I found it at the age of 14, 15.
Yeah.
So my parents would have been what? In their 50s with the biggest, almost as big as this water bottle.
I never found that, but I remember always being uncomfortable. My parents had, remember like back in the day, a lot of times they would have built in, bed sets. And so, did you ever go into a bedroom where like inside they had their mattress, like their king size mattress?
Oh, and then like underneath there's drawers or there's cabinets.
Cabinets that, above the head.
Yeah.
It was like a big, Arche de Triomphe.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like drawers. Right. Yeah. I know exactly.
Like the sides,
cubby holes,
the
and sides stuff like that.
Were the drawers and stuff.
Yeah.
But behind their heads is where they would store their, either like their sleeping pillows, right? So they had decorative pillows for the daytime.
Yeah.
And then at night they would bring out their decorative. Well, behind those sleeping pillows, I just remember like finding it because I don't remember why, because I slept in my, parents' bed or I took naps in there or something. I'm always watching TV. That's where my mom kept her silky panties and her lingerie.
Her 90s.
Yeah, I never found an Astroglide or anything like that. That would be too much.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's no chance like JP has like toys, right?
No. It's just the same thing as lube. Like he's anti.
Because I was going to say, it could be a cleanliness thing. Because you know how JP is a neat freak about cleanliness. Lube can get a little messy. Right.
Well, I think it fits his personality. Now, look, I'm not
what dry.
No. That he's the best.
Oh,
narcissist isn't the right word, but kind of thinking that, like, there's like, if you're scared or if you think that like
bravado,
he would never use sex toys on Jess because. Why would you do that when
I have my silly?
Yeah, it can do all the work. Or maybe he doesn't want to think about. That's too much information.
Like
pleasuring her.
No. His ego would be fractured.
Yeah.
If his silly wasn't doing the work, and if
his ego would be fractured if she was.
She likes something else more than his penis.
And I'm not talking about his wife. I'm just talking about a woman in general, whoever. I don't want to think about her doing that either. But a woman in general being more pleased by a toy than him. Oh. Like his ego couldn't handle that.
Okay.
All right. But there's nothing vibrating in that bedroom. Okay.
All right. Wait, who's the most likely to have a toy?
EB and Cakes.
I was going to say Cakes.
EB and Cakes. Cakes is just...
I've excluded Jason from all this conversation.
Well, Cakes for sure, because Cakes is,
biggest pleaser.
He's the biggest pleaser. He's a giver.
He'll do whatever he can.
But he is also, it seems, rather prude to me, as does his wife, but I'm sure...
I don't know, because remember... Cakes has the simulated choking thing.
I know, but...
And he talks openly about that.
She's a school teacher. She can have a big rubber thing. You have to vlog this out. Some veiny thing. Rubber.
That would coming out.
Yeah.
Do you think
she's a mom? Like she's a
she's
like,
a mom.
Mom's mom. You know. Like I just can't see that. EB for sure, because he doesn't. He yeah. All right, I'm done. I'm done talking about that. Everybody, you can figure that out. Whatever.
Do you have a toy count? Do you have a toy chest?
I have no
no comment.
No. I have no issue. I've used every toy in the book. I've seen them.
You're like KB Toys over there.
Yeah.
It looks like a Spencer. It looks like a Spencer's in your house.
No, not anymore. But I've never been.
You don't want your kids rummaging through your stuff and then running around the house with a.
Every once in a while, I get in the mood. You buy one, some with a suction on it. But I don't think currently. I don't even know. It's been a while, but I'm not opposed to it.
Okay,
I'm not opposed to it. Have I held a big glass dildo in my hand? Of course.
Have you used the ring?
No. I will never get one of those.
I've used the ring.
You have?
Yes.
Can I be honest?
It's a little big.
There's something about a guy doing because then you're like titillating yourself.
Yeah, I feel silly.
No, see, I'm all about pleasing the woman. You're in there like just being like a freak and like what? And you're trying to see how big of a bulbous.
Yeah.
Like that's actually so weird to me. Why? I wish you didn't tell me.
Why?
That. Because I'm in there working. I'm in there working, trying to, you know, whatever it takes to have a happy wife, happy life, Valdez. You're in there just trying to see how purple your thing can turn.
Hey,
you know what? I'm actually revolted.
Why? It looks like an eggplant.
I know. Please stop.
Why?
Please tell me that was a one-time thing, and that's like.
What do you mean?
I'm actually revolted.
Why?
I don't know why you told me that.
Guys, we're opening up to one another.
You've opened up too much.
That's what I want everyone to do. I want everyone to tell Drab just how silly the ring can get.
No, I don't want to know.
The silly ring doorbell.
And that actually, can I be honest with you? It's a little bit embarrassing.
Why?
That you have to use one of those things.
I don't use it every day.
No, but I don't even know enough about those things.
What?
But I assume that it restricts blood flow, right?
I don't know. It doesn't restrict. Restrict is not the right word, but sort of.
You restrict by it.
Yeah.
That's telling me that you got a problem.
I got an ED problem.
Yeah, you got an LD. You got to tie it off like a heroin junkie.
Yeah,
put the blood pressure machine around your Jimmy Johnson to get it ready for sex. That's what it's saying to me.
Maybe you're not adventurous.
I know I'm adventurous. I tell you, but I'm secondary. My needs. I'm not interested in my needs.
I know, but what I'm saying, if you plump that thing up,
you're gonna make me puke about these. I don't know what to tell you. All right, this is you know what, episode 144. I think the listeners have had enough of our bedroom talk. I need to go to the bathroom.
Do you want me to? Amazon one? Do you?
Do not. I will throw that in the trash.
I'll show you my favorite.
I will throw that in the trash. So that's why. Remember, I thought we were joning on Clary back in the day for being a pervert for wanting the fleshlight.
Well, that's a fleshlight.
That's the same thing to me.
No, it's not.
It's all in the same. I'm not into pleasing myself.
All right.
Well, like needing an extra. I'm a steak and potatoes guy. Yeah. I don't need a lot of flair.
Drab thinks I'm two steps away from wrapping a noose around my neck and off.
Well, I just think that.
You're not experimental.
No, I am.
No, you're not. Why would you just not try if you're not?
Okay, there's.
That's what I want you to. Try
these.
Just try it.
No, I'll be honest. I wouldn't lay in my bed and grab my ankles and tell my wife to fist my I'm just not into those kind of thing.
You put that in the same.
Yes.
In the same sense
yes.
as a ring.
It's the same thing. Like just be that's pervert. You're a pervert if you're doing that. You are a pervert. Yeah.
I don't know why. Same category.
Right. Completely different categories. All right. Well, let's take a break.
All right. Let's gather ourselves. I need to wash my hands.
Yeah. I got to go take a cold shower. All right. We'll be right back. Hey, I got to let you know that today's episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep. Show your support for me and Drabby. Go to don'tsleepenergy.com right now. When you get there, use the promo code BITTIES to save 10% on every order. Need a quick boost to get you through your CrossFit workout? Pound a 2 ounce energy shot. Need to stay ready in case your wife calls you into action unexpectedly, Drabby? Sip on a refreshing 12 ounce can. Throw some swag in your cart before you check out. And remember, don't sleep. It makes you great. We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back to Bit Season.
Episode 144. Usually I bring us back. I wanted to get into a different type of ring. What's going on with this motivation thing that Eric's doing?
Oh, with motivating the Cornell volleyball team?
Yes.
I don't know. That was funny to me.
Do you think this is going to work?
No, of course not.
If I was a Big Red volleyball player, all right, I would think this is the most douchey thing in the world, is that he's dusting off harder.
Yeah. All right. If you missed it on the show this week, EB was hosting the Cornell volleyball team.
Maybe it was last week.
But
I have noticed he's been wearing his ring an awful lot.
Yeah. So he hosted the Cornell volleyball team recently when they had a weekend tournament in Annapolis. And I guess it's kind of what they do maybe for seniors. I'm not really sure how it works, but they try to go near the hometown and play university. So, and then a lot of times the player's family hosts get together. So, of course, they went to Norbeck Country Club and had a buffet and all kinds of stuff. EB set the whole thing up, him and his wife. But one of the things that EB did is he dusted off his Caps championship ring.
Yeah, and why Caps, not the Nats one? Because he has both.
It's a good point. I don't know. He should have brought off both.
Maybe it's bigger.
To show the Cornell volleyball team, to motivate them.
That if you try hard, practice hard,
and work as a team, you too can get a championship ring.
Like this.
First off, it's just funny because he has no business having the ring.
Uh-huh.
We all know that. The junkies have said that a million times.
They mock themselves for getting rings.
It's like trying to motivate them with like
you can work hard and make it big if you put your nose to the grindstone. Here's my winning lotto ticket. It's the same type of scenario.
I don't even know it's just funny to me that that was what he decided on. First off, why is he motivating the team?
No, my guess is...
Why is Eric motivating the team? Okay. All
right, that's a very valid point.
I would be embarrassed not to play the ring. I would be embarrassed to be trying to motivate a college volleyball team when I didn't play college athletics myself. I didn't play high school athletics myself. Okay.
All right.
So who am I to motivate these D1 athletes to accomplish their dream of winning the Ivy League championship?
This is what I think is happening. All right. They're doing the hometowns. It's like The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. All right. EB's hosting them at Norbeck. My guess is, since you're hosting, you probably need to do some sort of speech, right?
Okay.
And as the season's starting, as it's unwinding and it's underway, because was that the first game, their first games?
No,
was the
know.
First part of the season.
It's early on in the season.
It's early on in the season. Mm-hmm. So what does Eric want to do? Motivate the team. That's his whole thing during the speech at Norbeck. So he's saying, motivation. How can I motivate these girls?
But why is he motivating them?
Because he's hosting.
That doesn't make any sense.
By the way,
so it's everyone's job? You think the coach wants every
parent? I know,
parent?
That's what I was going to say. The coach is already doing the motivation.
No, Eric went
above and beyond try and do it.
He didn't stay in his lane. Serve the macaroni and cheese, Eric, or the prime rib or whatever you were doing. You're not the team. Is he too involved in these teams?
Do you want more quiche?
Is he too involved in these teams? I mean, being a parent and going to the games is something I always respect him for. That, you know, he put that well in front of his own personal time.
You remember how, like, during the Nats run, it was Baby Shark.
Right.
Eric is now the Baby Shark of the Cornell Volleyball Big Red. Do you think when they're huddling up and it's the last set against Nebraska for the national title, they're Megan Bickle's going, all right, think of Eric's ring. We want one of those.
Yeah, it doesn't even, I'm still, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't, like, there. It was a show and tell. To them, it was a show and tell.
It's very.
It wasn't. It was like, oh, you want to see something cool? That's what he should have said. Hey, do you guys want to see something cool? Check out these rings that they gave me. All these. This is what big time championship professional sports. Have you guys ever seen one? Let me pass these around. If you guys work hard enough and you eat your Wheaties every morning, you too can. First of all, what are their championship rings going to look like? All right, it's not Alabama football team. Yeah. It's the Cornell volleyball team.
No. This is what I have issues with. Okay, you want to use that as motivation, pass it around at Norbeck. All right, let's go get one of these.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, fine. I can get behind it. I think
I'm not behind it.
I can get behind it. If you're in a pinch, you're trying to figure out something. Okay, that's your speech. Cool. But you're the ring guy, and now you're wearing it at all of the games you're attending. I imagine Eric after a big spike. All right, him standing up and pointing his ring to the sky like he's a Power Ranger. Okay, all right, and just holding it up there for all the ladies to look at as he has his fist in the air. Yeah. Doing a Black Panther thing.
He's doing it. Mackenzie's mom has cancer. Forget about that. We're not winning one for her. Look to the ring, guys. This is your motivation.
Hey, do you know what they should do? All the parents should go buy ring pops. All right, and they should all sit next to him with their ring pops.
But he already knows. This is why I'm so confused by it. For years, he's been embarrassed to dust that thing off. Right, because he said it was embarrassing to be associated with that ring because they didn't deserve it.
Yeah, yeah.
But now he's using it as his motivating piece to some 21-year-old girls to win their own championship. Okay. He would have been better off calling Sergey and saying, hey, can you send over Tom Wilson? can Tom Wilson cut a video?
A cameo.
A cameo. Can Cam Wilson cut a cameo for the Cornell volleyball team, inspiring them to win their championship? That would have been something. Using his pull that way.
Yeah.
Not look at my ring.
Look at my ring.
I don't know.
I'm with you. It's also very like high school football-y. I said that on air. Yeah. I tried to make the equation to Friday Night Lights, the movie.
Yeah.
When Go Win State. It has Go Win State hillbilly vibe.
I still haven't figured it out. I think that was. I love EB. I love him. That was a miss.
That was a miss. That was a whiff.
But maybe the kids liked it. And he's going
to
hear this.
I need a truth serum for the kids.
Yeah. The only thing more embarrassing than EB dusting off his ring for a bunch of college kids to try to motivate them is you crying on the air about your Stanley Cup that you misplaced for a couple hours.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What are you doing?
What do you mean? What am I doing?
You know that you can't be... it's embarrassing that you're toting that thing around.
I don't tote it around.
Yes, you do. I've seen you take that thing everywhere. You're so proud of it.
No, first off,
can I say something? You got like some hookup over there and that you're like flaunting that you get inside the rope tickets. You get Stanley's.
Oh, Solheim cup.
You get your quarter zip because you got some hookup with the Solheim cup.
I'm Mr. Golf.
At USS Golf or whatever.
No, I'm Mr. Golf and I'm recognized as Mr. Golf. All right, hold on. So you're just trying to... I got one of those when I went to the media day.
I know. You're Mr. Solheim Cup.
All right, a couple things. In fact, all right. Number one, I did clown on JP when he brought his Stanley, when he brought the Stanley in
I know.
To give as the Secret Santa yes. gift. All right, and we
the whole Stanley movement yes. was started by four moms. It's like you doing a beanie, get involved in the beanie baby, baby craze.
I did have beanie babies,
of course.
As a kid.
Now it all makes sense. A man doesn't do two things: drink water out of a Stanley cup and put a ring on when you're in sex with this lady. I mean, you are just hitting them out of the ballpark today, Valdez.
All right, number one. Number one. Yes, we did John on JP when he was giving out Stanley.
Yes, and I thought we were all in agreement yes. that that was the worst, mm-hmm. and you're letting him off the hook.
Number two, I changed my Stanley position. This was when Brett sent us Crush Vodka Stanleys.
I know.
Brett?
Brett's entire target audience is 21-year-old females, you donk.
Brett is a connoisseur
yes.
of what's popular and what's okay.
For girls.
No, for everyone.
No, for girls.
Not just girls, guys.
There's not one guy at Sup Dog sipping out of a Stanley.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
There's not.
It could be true. Number two, the convenience of it. It's... Also, ever since I never used Brett's, but when I got the Solheim Cup one, I started using it because it's massive. It's about a 40-ounce thing of water. And instead of keeping bottles of water in my fridge, I have a Brita filter that I fill up my Stanley with, my Solheim Cup Stanley. And then I drink out of it.
Do you want to?
I am very comfortable with my heterosexuality.
No, you're not. You just like free things.
And I don't feel bad drinking out of a Stanley.
You like Stanley. You like their product. their steel.
It is a good product.
Yeah, I know it is. It's been around for 100 years.
I know.
It's from the state of Washington. I know all about Stanley.
This is what it is.
Yeah, no.
This is Washington infringement.
No. I'll get you one. I'll get you what the men in Washington use from Stanley. It's called a thermos.
That's what
they're famous for.
I know. You put it's coffee the same or material. Soup in it.
That's,
I know.
That's what we do. That's
when you
what
go
we've
to the
done.
Coal mines, you yeah. have your Stanley.
We don't have coal mines in Washington.
I know what I'm saying.
We cut down trees. All right? You toting that thing around. My water. I need to refill my water. Get my ounces in. It's 7 a.m. I've only had 20 ounces of water so far today. I'm
but,
refill.
By the way, I never drag it in front of you.
Oh, it's a big parade.
No,
speaking
not.
Of show and tell.
No, it's not. When do I ever drag it in front of you?
Oh, how about when we were told no food and drinks on the console at Monumental? Nobody. With brand new equipment, multi-million dollar. Everyone's got their, if they have a drink, it's on the floor. Except for Matt Valdez, who breaks out this red giant Stanley and puts it on the table next to all the buttons and consoles. Just to show, hey, everybody, look at my Stanley. I'm special. I got this at Media Day at the Solheim Cup. I am very important. Everybody, look at me and how famous I am and how important I am in the radio and golf community. I'm Matt Valdez.
Number one, I brought it there because I didn't know the water situation.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know if they had a cooler. I didn't know if they had a fountain.
You didn't notice the 47 refrigerators when we got a tour there
no,
3 weeks
you
ago?
Why? You know why? Because I'm not a fatty looking at all the fridges in the place.
You're the one who brought food from home. No one else was worried about it.
Well, I didn't worry about it.
I also saw you eating a big breakfast burrito, mister. I'm not a fatty.
I ate half of my breakfast okay. burrito.
All right. Well, it was one pound of breakfast burritos, Corey. Talk.
Well, I don't understand. Why does that make you mad?
No. It's,
I've changed my position. And I, like I said, I don't flaunt it around. I use it at home.
What do you mean? You use it here all the time? The sippy cup that you?
Oh well, that's because I'm drinking my greens and
yeah. Okay, yeah.
And
his
beet
greens,
juice.
Yeah, yeah. I rest my case.
What?
I rest his greens and his beet juice.
I know because I gotta need regular duties.
Okay.
Why? It honestly, it just makes you mad because it's a Washington product.
No. That doesn't make me mad at all. I have no problem with Stanley. I have no problem with women. I hope Stanley's the fifth most profitable company in the world. That would be amazing. My sister and my mom and my wife. I've bought 100 Stanleys for my wife.
You think I'm less of a man because I'm drinking water out of a Stanley?
I think you're less of a man because you're putting beet juice and matcha powder in your Stanley every day and eating quinoa and your avocados. And you're putting on a big show and production, everyone. Look at me, how healthy I am. And then and then you're in the corner thinking when no one's looking at you, shoving breakfast burritos down your face. Busted. I busted you.
You told me to have one.
I was setting you up.
What do you mean?
I was setting you up.
I know. I needed my breakfast because they didn't have a microwave.
All right. Anyways. I don't know why I'm yelling at you.
I don't know why either.
Forget the Stanley. Leave this. Did you go back and get it? Did you have someone rush it over to you?
Yeah, Jen Burns ran it down to me.
Oh, of course, yeah.
She heard me talking about it and then ran it down to me the next day. So I got it. Okay. I'm going to bring it in for you tomorrow. Watch me sip from it every day.
I'll be looking forward to Black Friday when Valdez is camping outside Target for the newest release, the Christmas edition.
The Santa Stanley?
Yeah. Knocking over a bunch of 14-year-old girls.
and house frowns.
Yeah.
It seems to bother you more than it bothers me.
Oh, well, you losing that, Stanley, really seemed to ruin your day.
It did. I didn't want to have to get another one. I didn't want to have to buy it, especially when I got it for free.
Well, we got 14 of them in our cupboard that aren't being used. I could probably bring you one.
I know, but they're too tiny. That's why I like the one that I had.
They're all, what do you mean? They're all the same size.
No, they're not. Yeah. But my red one is massive. It's like a Bubba Gulp.
It looks like the same size as the ones I have in my house. I haven't measured, but it looks like the same size.
Okay.
Very important. Matt Valdez got an extra large free Stanley. Yeah. So the Solheim Cup engraved on it. Congratulations. You're very important in the golf community. the women's golf community. Let me know when you get a Ryder Cup, Stanley, and then I'll respect you. All right,
you want me to get a President's Cup
or a Master Stanley? All right, something manly.
Okay.
All right. When I see Tiger Woods sipping out of a green Stanley, yeah. then I'll respect you.
Okay.
All right. That's it for me.
All right. Is that
everybody?
Have a
great, yeah. Have a great weekend. Yeah. There's more on the rundown here, but I'm done. Valdez took a 20-minute break to talk to Grant about the Orioles in the middle of the show. I'm exasperated.
All right.
Later.
We appreciate everyone listening. Let me know what kind of Stanley you have. All right.
All right. Later, guys. Yeah.